Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Did you know that Ephesians talks about us being soldiers, fighting against Satan and evil? Soldiers on Jesus' side? We are to lift high the royal banner, and Jesus will lead His army, taking us from victory to victory. Pretty exciting stuff, isn't it?
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high His royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, His army shall He lead. Till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed.
Hi, boys and girls. We had a new character last time that we started learning about. Do you remember his name? We said it a couple times. Cornelius. And what was Cornelius? He was a Roman centurion. That means he was a soldier who was in charge of 100 men. He believed in God, didn't he? And he loved God. And one day while he was praying, what appeared to him? An angel. You're right. An angel appeared to him, and the angel called him by name. Whoa! Did you know that God knows your name? He does, and He cares for you. Now, before we get started learning this lesson and learning more about Cornelius and finding out what happened, I want to ask you to bow your heads with me as we pray for Jesus to send His Spirit to be with us. Lord, come into our hearts and help us to follow You, to learn of You, to trust You and obey You. Please give us Your love and Your wisdom and Your understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. While Cornelius was praying one day, what appeared to him? An angel. It appeared and spoke to him. Now, at first, Cornelius was frightened, but he was sure that God was answering his prayer. And you know what? He was right. Look at Acts chapter 10, verse 4. We're going to the book of Acts. Do you remember who wrote the book of Acts? Do you remember? It was Luke. Luke was a doctor or a physician, and he wrote the book of Luke, and he also wrote the book of Acts. So we're going to Acts chapter 10. It's kind of towards the middle of the book. Acts chapter 10, and then we're going to read verse 4. Now, I don't want you to close your Bible after we get done reading verse 4, because guess what? We're going to read some more right after that. We're going to read 5 and 6 and 7 and 8. So I want you to keep your Bible open even when we get done reading verse 4. And look at these verses. Try to read along with us. If you can read, that is awesome. Try to answer the questions as I ask questions. If you can't quite read yet, that's okay. Ask a parent or an adult to help you to find this verse, and you can look along right with us as we read it together. So we're going to look at Acts chapter 10, verse 4. Here's what it says.
And when he observed him, he was afraid and said, "What is it, Lord?" So he said to him, "Your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God."
So when he observed him, that means when he saw him, how did he feel? He was afraid. And what did he say? "What is it, Lord?" And what did the angel tell him? "Your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God." God knew about Cornelius. He knew the actions that he had done, the giving that he had done. He had heard all of Cornelius's prayers, and now God was there to answer his prayer. Cornelius needed and wanted to know the truth about Jesus. Do you think the angel could have done that? Yes, he could have, but that's not how God works. Sometimes God will let an angel kind of tell and teach somebody, but more often than not, God wants people to tell other people about the wonderful plan to save us. So what did the angel tell Cornelius to do? Look at verse 5 and 6. You haven't closed your Bible, have you? I hope not. Let's read Acts chapter 10 and read verse 5 and verse 6. It's right after 4. We're going to read verse 5 and 6.
Now send men to Joppa and send for Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodging with Simon, a tanner, whose house is by a sea. He will tell you what you must do.
This is a very interesting verse to me. Do you know why? Because it shows that God knows where we are, who we're with, the names, the places, what it's like there. God is with us everywhere. The angel knew that Peter was still in Joppa. He even knew the name of the person with whom Peter was staying. He knew that his house was by the sea. So you know what he did? He told Cornelius just how to find Peter. Cornelius must have been thrilled. The great God of heaven cared about him so much that he had sent an angel to help him. Now, when Cornelius found out about this, did he just kind of sit around and go, "Oh, wow, I need to send someone to Joppa. That's a little ways away. It's about 30 miles. Wow. Well, I'll do it tomorrow." No. How did Cornelius act? At once, he called two of his servants and a soldier who also loved God and told them what the angel had said to do, and soon those three men were on their way to find Peter. Look at verse 7 and verse 8. That's what it tells us. Acts chapter 10, verse 7 and verse 8. We just read 5 and 6. Now we're going to read 7 and 8.
And when the angel who spoke to him had departed, Cornelius called two of his household servants and a devout soldier among those who waited on him continually. So when he explained all these things to him, he sent them to Joppa.
There they go. Can you just imagine them going out the gate, down the road? It must have been kind of hot and dusty. There they go. How do you think Cornelius was feeling? Kind of watching them, excited. Ooh, maybe they'll, I hope they'll find him. I hope he'll come. I kind of wonder if Cornelius was wondering if Peter would come back with those messengers. Now remember, Cornelius was not a Jew. Do you think that Peter would come to his house? You have to remember, the people who were Jews did not like the people who were Gentiles. And so far, the apostles and Peter had been preaching to other Jews in general. But now here was Cornelius. He was a Gentile. He was not a Jew. He believed in God, but he was not one of them. Would Peter come to his house? Well, Cornelius was trusting God. He was doing what the angel had told him to do. No matter what, no matter his questions, he obeyed completely. While Cornelius was waiting for Peter to come to his house, he invited his relatives and his friends to come to hear Peter. He didn't just sit back and go, "Where are they? When are they coming? When are they coming?" No, he got ready. He prepared. He invited friends and family to come and hear because he knew that Peter was going to be on his way. Boys and girls, this story is very important because it teaches us that Jesus knows your name. Jesus knows what you are going through. And Jesus loves to use people to tell other people about him. Can Jesus use you today? I hope so. Are you wanting to be used by Jesus to share the good news? Well, you know, I want to share with you a resource that you might find really good and really fun to use to share Jesus with others. And it's called Finding Joy for Eternity. So you go to www.findingjoy, and then the number 4, and then eternity.com. If you go to that site, my friend Miss Amy, she has all sorts of resources that you can use to share Jesus with others. Because how does Jesus tell others about Jesus? Does he use angels or does he use people? He uses people. There is so much information on this website that you can have free download, that you can print out things to share with others. There's a blog where they write down different ideas and different outreach projects that Miss Amy and her family have done, and you can do too. There are so many different things and different ways to share Jesus on that website. So I want to challenge you to check it out ask a parent or an adult to help you to go and find some ideas and share Jesus with others. I want to challenge you. And then write to me at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. You can tell me all about how you are sharing Jesus with those around you. Boys and girls, let's pray that Jesus will help us to be bold and brave for Him to share His love with others. Dear Lord, we thank You for this opportunity that we have, this time that we have to share Your love with those around us. Give us Your wisdom and Your love. Give us Your grace. Help us to share with those around us Your love for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Acts 10, 34 and 35.
God shows no partiality. God shows no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears Him and works righteousness is accepted by Him. But in every nation, whoever fears Him and works righteousness is accepted by Him. God shows no partiality.
This quarter, we're learning about the apostles and how they were missionaries, sharing the love of Jesus with others. So each week this quarter, we will have a special extra episode called Missionary Monday, where we will talk to real-life missionaries and hear about their experiences in the mission field. We'll hear stories and testimonies of how God has used people, just like you and me, to tell others about Jesus. Starting this coming Monday, you can join me right here as we learn about modern-day missionaries.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.